standing in the rain.
This is Where the Wind Blows. Where the wind blows.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this week's episode of Where the Wind Blows. I'm E.T.
And I'm Zach.
And, welcome to the show.
Woo!
Having trouble with the mic over there?
Just a little bit. Like, it falls for some
reason. Yeah, it happens to me all the time. And then I think it's broken, so...
Yours is broken. Well, there's other parts broken. Studio shit.
Studio. Ah! Anyways, guys, it's good to be back after the spring break. Hope you guys all enjoyed your time while you were on your spring break or your reading week. And you know what? If you are still in high school and listen to this show, if you're enjoying your reading week and if you want to tell us what you're doing on your reading week, don't call us because our phone doesn't work. Go to facebook.com/wherethewindblows or tweet us at wherewindblowsr.
If you have it, text our cell phones. But I doubt you have it.
There's no service. I don't have service.
Me neither. So don't text
us. Don't text us. Stupid phone. Whoever took that is just a retard.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Like, why would you take the adapter, or the power cord, for the thing that goes from the phone to the board?
Yeah, if it worked for your computer, I can understand taking it, but it doesn't. It's a completely different version.
It's just stupid. Unless they had troubles with them, like, I need to fix the power cord.
Sure.
Insert sarcasm. Yeah.
Oh, God. Stupid people hurt my head.
I have some stupid people stories.
I know you do, but that's not for this time.
Not now. Later. Yes. Later. I'll tell them later. Something. Let's just put it this way. Something really funny happened at work last weekend.
Oh, I.
Anyways, guys, the time is 7:02 in the p.m. And you know what? And I'm. There goes my mic. It's there. You go. Anyways, we're gonna start you off with some old Simple Plan. If you guys remember the song "Shut Up," here it is. Here is "Shut Up" by Simple Plan. Here on Where the Wind Blows with E.T. and Zach.
Yeah.
could picture the scene. Put his ear to the wall, and like a distant scream, he heard one guitar. Knew for sure that one guitar.
and gentlemen, welcome to this week's episode of Where the Wind Blows. I already said that the welcome. We're not going to welcome you guys anymore unless you're just tuning in. And if for those of you who are just tuning in, now I will say welcome.
Welcome, ladies.
Welcome. This is Where the Wind Blows.
Live from Germany.
I wish. Jeez. Oh, it was a beautiful day today.
Oh, my God.
For those of you who live under a rock, quite literally, if you live under a rock inside your house, you would have missed on the great weather these past few days. And it's supposed to continue into next week.
I know. This last week was really beautiful. It was a little cold at some points, but for the most part, it was freaking beautiful. I'm just really upset that I was sick over the March break. And when I wasn't sick, I had homework to do.
Well, spring break, it really wasn't... The weather wasn't too good that day.
No, there were a few days. There were a few
days
that were really, really nice, and I wish I could go outside. And I wished I could have gone outside. And I did go outside for a little bit, but then it got shitty. And I'm like, fuck. But now the weather is really, really nice. It is.
Oh, it's absolutely beautiful.
Bye, winter coats.
Don't say that. You're gonna jinx it. Look what happened last year, May 2-4 weekend. It dumped with snow.
Meh. I don't want to remember that tragedy.
That was. I was surprised. I was sleeping over at someone's house that weekend. I woke up and I looked at the window. I was like, what? Where did this come from?
No.
I mean, it didn't last long, but still.
It's not allowed to snow in May. No. It is not allowed.
Nope.
Latest it is allowed to snow is the first week of March. That is the latest it is allowed to snow. Otherwise, I'm going to kill somebody.
I'm going to stay far away from you.
Don't worry. It's the second week of March and there's no snow.
So far. I remember a few years ago.
Now you've jinxed it.
summer of 2010, it was my night. 2009. Must have been 2009 because I just turned 19. There was this. There was a hailstorm, in July. You want to know how long this hailstorm lasted? Wait for it. 5 minutes.
That's good.
5 minutes. It was windy as hell. It knocked trees over all down our street, breaking cars. A huge tree went down in the cemetery across the road from my house, and it was bad. I mean, you know the weather's bad when you see green clouds.
Seriously.
Not like your shirt green, which people out there don't know what Zach's shirt looks like, but it's kind of like a forest green.
Think of a studio green screen. yeah, early,
Zach blended in today.
Yes, earlier we were doing a green screening in our studio class, and I forgot that I was on camera today. And
I mean,
I was in front of a camera. I forgot that part. And then I also forgot that I was in front of a green screen, and I decided to wear a white and green shirt today. It did not go over well. Good thing I brought a hoodie.
And even though, you know, Zach was being a smart cookie and wore the sweater, he forgot that his collar was the same green.
Yeah, so it looked like I was beheaded.
And the head was moving in sync with his body.
Yeah. It was pretty freaky but pretty cool at the same time.
It was awesome.
I am not wearing
like this whole week we've been setting records. I mean, I believe tomorrow is supposed to be 21. 21 degrees. I'm bringing
weather.
The shorts are coming in tomorrow. I don't know. Am I allowed to wear shorts on the journal? I'm hosting.
Even if you were allowed to, I don't think anybody would appreciate it.
God damn it. Fine. I'll change.
Maybe today because we're on the radio and no one can see what we're wearing. But
I'm wearing my boxers right now.
No, you're not.
I would hope. I'm not going commando.
Oh, no, but I'm...
You walked right into that. I know what you mean.
Somebody smack him.
Man, no one's here. Ow! Watch the level spike. That was pretty funny. No, I'll change for the journal.
Good.
I'll wear shorts. No, I'll wear, like...
Wear a nice shirt.
Yeah. And, for those of you who are tuning in to the radio show but don't normally have any other way of associating with me, which is probably rare, but, you know, there might be maybe one or two of you there, but if that. But go to centennialondemand.com and click on the TV link. And tomorrow at 4:30, you'll be able to see. Yes, that's right. You'll see me hosting our half-hour show called The Journal. And Zach, what is The Journal all about?
Basically, The Journal is Centennial College's new show, where us fourth semester media students get together, make documentaries, and report the news to you guys live from the studio.
Yes, this shit is not recorded. It's live. So if I, you know, make a screw up, I make a screw up in front of not just people in the studio, the entire interwebs.
Ooh.
That's bad.
But yes, it's going to be amazing. Our first pilot episode, well, for this semester.
This season.
This season, our pilot episode is starting tomorrow at 4:30.
P.M.
4:30 p.m.
Standard Time.
If you're listening now and it says 7:30 p.m. on your clock
so
right now.
So 4:30 for you.
Yes.
If you're listening elsewhere, figure it out yourself. I'm not doing the math.
I didn't come here to do math.
Yeah, the 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So let's put it this way. If you live in Winnipeg, it's 3:30. If you live in Saskatchewan and Alberta, it'll be 2:30. If you live in BC...
Good morning.
No, good afternoon. It'll be 1:30. Good morning. For the people who will probably be listening, yes, good morning. It'll be 1:30 in BC. I have friends in BC.
And so, if you're in Europe, good night.
Thank you.
If you're in Europe and you're listening right now, kudos to you, because it is 6 hours ahead, so you're listening right now and it's 1:30 a.m.
I'd still be up.
So if you're listening and you're in Europe right
now,
kudos to you.
If I was in Europe, I'd be up all night.
And then asleep during the day?
Yeah. It's
smart
Europe.
Idea, because
it's Europe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but some of the days I go to, like, the daytime places you could, you know, like, for sightseeing. Because, you know, first of all, the red light district, like, that's a bad thing to see on the air.
Let's go, red light district!
Like, the night scene in Amsterdam is nice. Like the bars and the nightclubs, you know, it's a good scene. But you don't want to go to, let's say, the Colosseum at night in Paris, in Rome. Don't do that. It's a daytime thing.
Yeah.
And it's also closed at night. The Eiffel Tower at night would be nice to go to, though. I don't think you can go there at 3 a.m., but...
I think it's... Because there's a restaurant at the top, so I think you can go there anytime. Not sure. I'm not quoting this. If any of you out there from Paris, let us know.
I know someone who lives from Paris, actually.
Sweet.
I don't think she's listening.
Probably asleep.
I'll ask
anyways,
next
like
time.
Like we were saying, if you want to see us, well, you may not see me, but
whenever you decide you want to,
yeah. If you want to, tune in tomorrow 4:30 at CentennialOnDemand.tv section and watch our premiere episode of this season of The Journal. We've got a brand new set.
We built the set. It looks awesome.
ET will be hosting.
I'll be standing on the set.
Yes.
On a giant play button.
And I'll be working the computer. So I'll be working the switcher.
Oh, you're a TD?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll be working the shit.
Who's directing? Kuzi?
Kuzi's
directing.
No,
yeah.
I think it's Evan.
God help us all.
That's what I said last week.
I'm kidding. No, Evan's a good guy.
Yeah. Tune in tomorrow, 4:30. Should be awesome.
I wonder what the weather's like in Paris.
I love how we keep switching back and forth. We're confusing the hell out of our listeners.
If you've never listened to this show before.
Sorry for confusing you. If you listen to this show
all the time,
kudos to you for understanding.
If you listen to the show all the time, you understand our train of thought.
Yes.
But seriously, though, I wonder what the weather's like in Paris.
It's very nice.
Very nice. You know,
Bikini babes in France. Hell is yes.
No, that's Borat.
I know.
That's not France.
But he's going to France.
Nice. Sorry, nice.
Very nice.
Anyways, we're going to head back to some more music. I've got a live song for you this time. Ooh, we never played
that. Yes, we have a band in here live.
It's me.
Woo!
That's it. No, we're going to go to For the Nights I Can't Remember with Heavily, performed live. Not live, not here. It was recorded live.
Let's just say it was recorded here.
In studio, we have Jake Hogard and the rest of Headley, and with the huge audience in the background, too. And here is For the Nights I Can't Remember by Headley on Where the Wind Blows with E.T. and Zach.
Time and time again, you wait for me to come in. Did you really look my way? 'Cause no one could have seen this coming. I would never let you down if I were backwards in full time. So I can now, well, you'll see your hero call running over and over. Wanna love you.
If you see me running back,
and I do wanna try. 'Cause I'm falling for you, girl, it's crazy. I'm going out of my mind. So hold back your tears this time. Me, I'm used to being tired and bloody, but you believe that be somebody. You put your world on hold for me, gave away to follow failure through the fire. Oh, I need you to know I will. Believe me, girl, I'm so tired of running. I just wanna hold your hand, stare at you like you got everything I need. And I can, and I will, if you'll see your hero call.
Thank you. couldn't quite remember what inspired them to go. And it was beautifully depressing.
Time. chair, sweating in the pew. For the salvation I'm bringing you. I'm a salesman, I'm selling you hooks and plans, and myself making demands. When I'm home alone, I just dance by myself, and you pull my head so close, bottom goes with the truth. Signing off, I'm alright in bed, but I'm better with the pain. The kid was alright, but it went to his
Welcome back to Where the Wind Blows. That song ended a lot more suddenly than I thought it would.
Whoops.
Oopsie, my bad. Anyways, guys, Zach, what'd you do for your March break other than lie in bed with a what felt probably like an entire week hangover?
Well, as I said earlier, I had a migraine and a cold. Well, I may not have said it for you guys on the air, but yeah. I had a migraine and a cold, so every time I sneezed or coughed, my head exploded, pretty much.
And he wanted to do his show last week.
Yeah, I apologize to all you guys out there who usually listen to my show after ETs, but yeah, I just couldn't do it last week.
The funny thing was, he told me, you know what, I'm still thinking about it. And I said to him, really? You're really thinking about it? Is your mind is your brain that destroyed right now?
Pretty much.
Jesus. Wow, that's crazy. Hey, there's Andrew Caseman.
Shout out to Andrew.
Didn't even look in the window.
Fail.
Didn't even look in the goddamn window.
I'll go teach him a lesson later. It didn't work.
Mine didn't work either.
It's the humidity.
What?
Anyways.
It's the humidity. Yeah, it's pretty bad in here. For those of you who have been in the studio before, you understand what we feel like right now. Let's put it this way. The vents don't work in this room, and the door has to stay closed because of the sound. So it gets really hot in here.
Yeah. But yeah, besides staying in bed, I had a lot of homework to do over March break, so I was pretty much doing that. Yeah.
Homework. Yeah, I did that too. I did my extreme experience. Yeah. No,
I worked on the opener for that.
It's a really good opener. I'd say show it to the people, but the people...
I know what we can do. We can play the song for them later.
You play... maybe.
To end the show with that song.
No. It's a long song.
That's why we'll end the show with it.
I have a song, though.
Damn it, E.T.
Come on. You said we should play it.
What song?
Men Without Hats.
Did I?
Yeah, Safety Dance.
Ah. Okay.
I found the YouTube, so it's okay. It's buffering as we speak.
Sweet. Okay.
But yeah, so yeah. So now you know what we're ending the show with. Way to go, Zach.
Hey, you're the one that told him.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't blame me for you.
I can't just be like, if I wrote it down, it would just cause time, dead air. We don't like dead air and stuff. Like, I don't like looking at our meters and seeing just nothing. For example, that. Yeah, I don't like it when that happens. Even if it's just like a second, I don't like it just because it's like I should be talking right now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a pain in the ass. But for my reading week, it started off with me working on my extreme experience. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, it's a project that our program is doing where we have to incorporate green screen into a 4-minute newscast.
It's lots of fun.
It is. Zach was wearing a green shirt in front of a green screen.
Yep.
Silly Zach.
I made an oops.
He made a bobo.
I forgot that I was in front of the camera today, so.
Yeah, but I decided to do Quidditch, and it actually worked out nicely after we got through how many rehearsals just to get it right.
I think 7.
Was it really that much?
I think the last one was our 7th. But I wasn't counting too much because I was just laughing at everybody.
Oh, it was bad.
There were lots of inside jokes in the studio that you guys were not listening to.
Oh, man. Oh.
Alex had his microphone on, too. I don't understand how you could not hear all that.
I don't know. I guess I was just focused.
Or unfocused and you were doing something else.
Maybe.
Focus. ADD.
What?
ADD or ADHD, whatever.
Whatever it is. You know.
Both of them.
I would not be surprised if I was diagnosed with both of those just because, yeah. Well, those of you who know me, it's never a dull moment.
Exactly.
Oh, God. No, so I did my my extreme experience. I got my clips and I did a little bit of script writing and stuffs. And I donated blood on Monday. I haven't done that in like a year. So I was like, maybe I should. So Steph and I went and donated blood. It was her first time.
Was she scared?
Actually, she was a little more excited than she should have been.
That kind of scares me. You shouldn't be excited for needles.
You should have seen the grin on her face. It's funny because she
I think I know what it is.
Uh-oh.
I don't think it was that she was excited for the needle and the giving blood. I think she was excited for the donut she gets afterwards.
The cookies?
Or cookies, whichever they decide to give you. The one time I went, they had donuts.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, they never have donuts for me. They always have. They say, "Would you like orange juice? Would you like apple juice? Or would you like coffee?" And there's the cookies for you over there. They had Oreos.
Oh, those are
good.
Wait, the double stuffed or regular?
Just the regular stuff. Oh. The double stuffed is awesome. They also have Fudgios.
Oh.
Yeah. That's why I like donating blood. You get free stuff after.
You get food.
It's awesome. It's something I've been doing for a while now, and you know, so that's what I did. Part of what I did for my merch break. And I also decided that I wanted to start catching up on a show called Supernatural.
Oh. I remember.
It's a great show.
I remember there was one season, the new season started. I forget which season it was. It was
there started season 7 started. What was the episode?
I forget. No, to be honest, I don't remember.
What was it about?
I'm trying to remember. I can't remember.
How can you had a full story about this and you completely forgot your main point?
No, my main point was I watched the beginning of this episode. I thought it was shit because the ending of the last season was shit, and then the beginning of the next season was shit, so I'm like, I'm not watching it anymore.
Did Dean die?
No.
Was he sent to hell?
Yes.
Was that when he was sent to hell?
I think so.
Yeah, the end of the episode is him getting torn to shreds by a hellhound. Sorry, no, he was hung by cables through his shoulders.
Yes.
And the beginning of it, yeah, the beginning wasn't that great. He just kind of woke up, he just kind of crawled through and was like, what? No, it's those are. I'm not gonna lie. Those were the best episodes. You can't just watch like a season like you know, the ending of a season and then the beginning of a season. You gotta watch a season. You have to start from the beginning. It's one of those shows you have to watch from the beginning. It's a good show. I thoroughly enjoy it. And Steph got me into Gilmore Girls.
I remember.
It's not that bad.
I remember watching that show.
It's not overly bad. It's better than no. Help me out here. It's better than what's the really bad show? What's that one with Snooki?
Jersey Shore.
Yeah, that one. Anything's better than Jersey Shore.
Oh dear God, yes.
Can't stand it. Can't stand Jersey Shore. We have we got a little bit of time. It's okay, Zach. I got this under control. Kind of. I can't reach. Yeah. There we go. But yeah, don't forget to after today's show. After. There we go. After this, don't forget to turn into the jukebox, and with Zach, tell us. Do you have something to tell us this time about your show this week?
I have a couple of requests this week.
Whose requests are you sharing?
We've got a
Mark Jones. You better be listening.
Yes, we've got Mark and
text him
and Diane. A couple people. Diana also requested a song, so thank you, Diana.
Yes.
And I think there are a few more, but I'll save those for later.
If you request a Sean, you will get a shout out.
Do it, Sean Connery.
You'll get a shout out if you should get it. People should get a prize, like a keychain. Make keychains.
No, then I'd have to make so many keychains because everybody would want one because they're so awesome.
They would be pretty awesome. What would they look like?
Like a jukebox.
My eyes just went like wide eyed there.
I was just like, what?
Oh my God.
I never thought of that.
What would mine look like?
A gust of wind. That's but what does a gust of wind look like?
Magic rainbows and butterflies.
Oh, with you probably. With you designing
them. Hey. Anyways, that's all the time we have for today. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to tune into the jukebox in about 20 minutes. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow, Zach, remind people later, to tune into the journal tomorrow at 4:30. It's going to be rad. It's going to be awesome. But in the meantime, until next week, I'm E.T.
I'm Zach.
And here is Men Without Hats with The Safety Dance. Peace.
Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can go if we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hats to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. See, we can act if we want to, if we don't nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. See, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance. We can dance, everybody's taking the chance. Safe to dance, oh, it's safe to dance. Yes, safe to dance. We can dance if we want to, we've got all your life in mind. As long as we abuse it, never gonna lose it. Everything will work out right. I see, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see, we can dance, everything's out of control. But we can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. But we can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance. We can dance, everybody's taking a chance. Well, it's safe to dance, yes, it's safe to dance.
Well, it's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance.